I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what MPD has been able to do in this city. A 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C. We know that when carjackings go down, when the use of gun goes down, when homicide or robbery go down, neighborhoods feel safer.
That is Mayor Muriel Bowser, District of Columbia, basically praising Donald Trump for putting more forces on the street to stop crime. Now, she has previously made similar statements. Then she'd backtrack a little bit, saying, we don't want them here. We don't want them here for, you know, they're worried about how long they'll be there, and they're trying to federalize our. Well, they have the right to federalize D.C. But we don't want National Guard troops having to be in our U.S. cities on a continuous basis. But we do want law and order. And she's flip-flop back again saying, you know, we clearly are seeing a drop in crime. The last I checked today, there still has not been a single murder reported in D.C. since Trump sent the National Guard in and took over the Metropolitan Police. Other crimes are occurring, but they're down considerably. That's exactly what Mayor Bowser was pointing out. Who out there can argue that this has been a bad decision? No one. Unless you're one of the thugs that you're worried about being arrested. And unfortunately, we still have a lot on the left who are saying that what Trump is doing is trying to make us all slaves again. They want to raise the question. Look, he sent National Guard troops, and talking about sending National Guard troops to cities that have black mayors. You see the connection? They're going to pull the race card again. And one of those quickly to answer with his race card, you're going to hear from in a moment, that'd be the Chicago mayor. Oh, he buys into this 100%. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are at the same time being available for you on video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, what you do is you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And if you miss any of those, you can always go back and pull them up as a podcast. At News Talk STL, at LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you with Larry Connors USA, pay attention, because you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you had as we began the hour. I promise you. So Mayor Brandon Johnson yesterday, we did an extensive piece on him as to how many different times MSNBC anchor Joe Scarborough asked him a simple question. Mayor, would another 5,000 police officers on your street help reduce crime? He never got an answer. And Scarborough went at it three or four different ways. The mayor once said, well, it's not all about police officers and the number of them. We need a housing. Okay, I understand that housing would help. Well, it's not all about that either. We need this. We need that. Every social plan and program that could be brought to the forefront, he was putting in front of adding police to the streets to bring an end to crime. Why would they fight so hard against that? Because this is the only thing they know. Because they also have in the past created this crisis. Defunding police, cutting the numbers. And when the mayor of Chicago did add to his police department, he put them into the detective bureau. He said, that way we can solve crimes. That's good. I have no issue with that. But you need officers on the street at the scene of a crime and just on the street to serve as a deterrent. And yes, you do need proper prosecution and DAs that are going to do the job right and judges that are not going to simply let them go without any bail. All of that is part of the issue. But the Chicago mayor now has jumped the shark. He's saying what Trump wants to do by sending troops into Chicago, if he does, it would be another Trump move against a black mayor of a major city. And I'm fighting as hard against them as we needed to fight during the Civil War against Jim Crow and also the Klan and everything else.
All of this pushback against Trump, knowing how he responds to that, could actually provoke him to follow through with this talk about sending in the National Guard when yesterday he seemed to waffle. Could this make things worse, all this pushback?
Could you imagine if, as a descendant of slaves, if my ancestors would have had that same rationale? Let's not fight against the Confederacy. Let's just try to get along and then maybe one day they'll give us our freedom. Nowhere in the history of America or the world where marginalized people have sat silent and idle and they've been able to actually achieve justice and liberation. The fact that you have a unified front in Chicago where we are rejecting the occupation by the military of our cities, that's actually fighting for our democracy. That's what's required in this moment. Leading in this moment takes a great deal of courage, but we stand on the shoulders of so many people that have come before us. We have seen these type of tyrannical acts before. One thing that we know for sure, when we fight back against tyranny, the people united always prevail.
Yeah, they want to talk about fighting back against tyranny, but when it comes to Israel trying to fight for their survival, that's a different story. We're still looking at the disaster that took place yesterday. And President Trump, of course, has ordered flags flown at half staff today. Because of the shooting in that Catholic school. Those children in church pews for a back-to-school mass. And a gunman goes crazy on the outside, shooting through windows so he couldn't really see who he was targeting. Firing with a shotgun, a pistol, a rifle. Later takes his own life. Coward that he is. But two of the children actually died in their pews while they're at a Catholic mass. Others injured, some critically. And then the word comes out as we begin to get more information on this 23-year-old, 22, I should say, biological male who identifies as transgender. Still looking for more details and information to back up. How many puberty-blocking drugs was this guy on, if any? What other drugs is he on as he's going through transgender transformation? And does it play a role? Well, we don't know. But I do know this. The Minnesota mayor came out and said, don't try to attack our trans community.
Obviously, I've heard about the rhetoric and the narrative that is being pushed out, but here's the thing. Anybody that is going to use this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any community has lost touch with a common humanity. We got to be operating not out of hate for any group, but out of a love for our children. That's where the focus needs to be right now. A love for our kids, seeing these kids, not just as somebody else's kids, this horrific thing happened, but what if it was our own? How would we feel then? So look, we need to be standing up for every community out there, a Catholic community too, by the way.
But he really wanted to emphasize the trans community. I have not heard anyone blame the trans community. Maybe it's happening in the streets of Minneapolis. What you do hear, though, is complaints about how the guy had a gun and why he had it and so forth. We'll come back to that in a moment. But even the Minnesota lieutenant governor says, we need to protect our trans kids.
Because let's be clear, this is life-affirming and life-saving health care. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
And what it means to be a good parent is to take steps to protect your children, obviously. But taking away the Second Amendment does not do it. And that's where many on the left want to go. Minnesota Congresswoman Klobuchar is making it clear in her view that when it comes to this shooting, just consider this not even a trans guy, just a man filled with hate.
These kids did extraordinary things, but they never should have been put in that position in the first place. This was a madman. He was an all-purpose hater, by the way. Hated groups, left, right, you name it. There's no way to pin an ideology on this, and I think people should remember this as the facts come out about this manifesto. But what I learned from this, once again, is that guns, and we're a proud hunting state. There's a lot of law-abiding gun owners in Minnesota. But there's got to be more we can do.
And she admitted there are a lot of gun law-abiding guns in Minnesota. But she's quickly trying to get out from under this transgender label for this guy. So don't look, he's just a guy filled with hate. Well, obviously he was. And a former firearms expert that the shooter praised in his manifesto met him maybe one time, the guy known sometimes as his title, according to many you might have seen or read somewhere, is the AK guy, Brandon Hera. He was named specifically by the shooter in his manifesto as somebody that should be looked up to. The firearms expert says this shooter was a schizo.
The evidence is obvious. There is a
We'll come back to that in a moment. This guy was a schizo. But it does not mean that he wasn't involved in some drugs that might have pushed him to that level. And if you look at the drugs some of these people are taking, you have to realize there's a lot going on inside their body. But Klobuchar wants you to walk away from that. Just say, it's a guy filled with hate. Oh, and by the way, she's now calling for a national assault weapons ban. There it is. They've circled the wagons again. What is an assault weapon? A hammer is an assault weapon. You know that, don't you? An axe, a car. But we want a national assault weapons ban. And when she just finished saying she has a lot of good people in her state that are law-abiding and have weapons. And I would bet many in her state have the so-called assault weapons, whatever you want to label that. And they're not out there killing. If guns were the problem, we would know it, because it's already been pointed out there are more guns in our nation than there are people. Jim Hansen is a former special ops officer, and he says, you look at this guy, there's a lot wrong with him.
The evidence is obvious. There is a video showing that this person prepared a voluminous collection of weapons and magazines, all covered with slogans that might as well have come from the indoctrination of the woke left. They have created a collection of now shock troops and terrorists who are putting the same ideas that you might hear from high-ranking Democrat officials. Trump's a fascist. You know, Israel must fall. Anti-corporate slogans like sponsored by BlackRock. The left is responsible for this. They created this monster, and it's time for them to stop radicalizing these people who are delusional.
And they're taking advantage of someone who's already unstable. And they're giving them drugs that make them more unstable. The police say the guy got the guns recently, apparently in a legal fashion, from what I've seen so far. There'll be more investigations into it. But if they want to think that if we take guns out of the hands of every U.S. citizen, we'll be safer, I'm sorry, you have to go back to that statement that then only the criminals will have the guns. And they don't want you to think guns would save those kids. Yes. If they'd had police on duty and serving as just an officer in the school, the shooting might have stopped it sooner, maybe, maybe not. If they had staff members trained, maybe that would have helped. None of that makes any change to the heartbreak of the parents who lost a child yesterday. Nor does it take away the possibility of something like that again. But our Health and Human Services Director, RFK Jr., said some of these sex drugs they're giving and some of the other psychiatric drugs, they certainly could be contributing to violence. As we move forward in the next segment, I should point out, we're going to deal with drugs and how they do affect and maybe lead to this kind of violence. If they're already unstable, they're not sure if they're even a boy or a girl, and now you're giving them drugs that put them over the edge. Yes, the left is responsible for that. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
And it's Bear, Bear, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junk.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
One thing is clear, you are dealing with a person who's trans that was transitioning. Are you going to be examining at all some of the drugs that are used in order to make that transition happening to see if it plays a role? Because we also know there was a trans shooter in the Tennessee situation.
Yeah, we are doing those kind of studies now at NIH. We're launching studies on the potential contribution of some of the SSRI drugs and some of the other psychiatric drugs that might be contributing to violence. You know, many of them on there had black box warnings that warn of suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. So we can't exclude those as a culprit, and those are the kind of studies that we're doing.
So I've never seen that medicine, but you're saying that if you get it, some of the side effects could be homicide, suicide?
Well, there are black box warnings on some of these psychiatric drugs that warn about, in their clinical trials, that they saw a suicidal and homicidal ideation. So, you know, we are going into that with an open mind.
That is Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., in an interview of Brian Kilmeade, referencing the shooting that took place in Minnesota. This was a 22-year-old going through transition of some type. We're not sure at what stage he was on, but he was a boy transitioning to be a woman. Biologically messed up in his head in all kinds of ways. Then you add drugs, if he did take some of these drugs, and who knows what other damage it did and what it might have done to push him over the edge. There is, as you heard from RFK Jr., there are black box warnings on these drugs. Warning of, you know, you see that on any drug you get nowadays. By the time you finish reading the possible cause and side effects, you may decide, hell, I'll just live with what I got. It can't be any worse what could happen here. That's legitimate issues and concerns. As a result of those kinds of remarks, Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, Democrat, of course, is blasting RFK Jr. just because he suggested psychiatric drugs given to children could partly be to blame for school shootings. She wrote on her social platform, "I dare you to go to Annunciation School and tell our grieving community, in effect, guns don't kill kids, antidepressants do. Just shut up. Stop peddling bull stuff. You should be fired." Kennedy has long argued about these SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They are antidepressants. They can increase serotonin in the body and lift the mood, but they're often overprescribed, especially for children. So that's what Brian Kilmeade was trying to ask about this 22-year-old. Here again, he says, now it's 23. I don't know the real age. I don't know anybody that has it right. I've seen it both 22 and 23. And yes, conservatives are seizing on the fact that the guy was battling gender identity, and some using it to portray all transgender people as mentally ill. You know, I'm going to have to say that if you want to chop off perfectly good, useful parts of your body to change your sexual makeup, but you're not really doing it, you're still either born boy or girl, the chromosomes are there or they're not, then I would say, yes, you are suffering some mental illness. That does not mean that you're going to go out and kill anyone. But who knows how someone's going to handle it? Women who suffer postpartum depression, they're often given a lot of drugs. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it makes things worse. There are numerous cases where mothers have killed their own children with the depression. So you can't just say it does not have a cause and effect. The Minnesota senator is correct. The drug itself, she said, I dare you go to that school and tell the kids or the grieving community, guns didn't kill those kids, antidepressants did. She's accurate to the extent that a gun, a bullet from a gun, killed the kids. Not an antidepressant, but what set things in motion? And this particular guy that they're looking at right now, be 22 or 23, he was assigned male at birth. At age 17, he wanted a name change. He wanted a female identity. There are court records to that extent. So RFK Jr. said, yeah, we are going to announce, and did today announce, we're going to launching more studies on the potential contribution of some of these drugs and some other psychiatric drugs that might be contributing to violence. He said the SSRIs drugs, again, to help you understand that, that's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, if that helps you understand any more than I do. But SSRIs, he said, are not used to treat gender dysphoria specifically, but can be prescribed for depression, anxiety, other mood disorders that are experienced at especially high rates among transgenders. Could that be because they're already got so much stuff in their system and in their head they don't know if they're male or female? And, of course, there are other chemicals that could be contributing. But all of this is reigniting a nationwide debate over gun control. Senator Klobuchar, Minnesota, already pushing again, we need a ban on assault weapons. What is an assault weapon? And you're going to have others step forward, too. Jen Psaki, now with one of the networks. Quit your praying. Your praying is not going to stop this from happening. I don't know that prayer won't stop it from happening. But she would rather spit on people in prayer than accept the fact that that might be the way I'm finding some peace. She said prayers are not going to bring the kids back. That, in a general statement, would be true. But We know the story of not just Jesus, but Jesus and Lazarus and others. Your heart has to go out to the parents today, thinking about just yesterday, their child was in their arms, kissing them goodbye and going off to their Catholic school and later to a mass. And they get a call that there's been a shooting. And your child is, if you're lucky, wounded, but not critically. And certainly not among the dead. The debate over gun control, mental health, school safety, obviously ratcheting up because we're going back to school time. Means not only grade schools, but universities. And one of the issues that stands clear in the world of education, if they put up signs, no guns allowed, who do you think is going to come in with a gun? Someone that wants to create harm and chaos. And no, basically, it's going to be a free shooting range. Schools and church events that take the precaution of bringing in police officers uniformed or authorized teachers to carry those that can trust that will act appropriately, or simply post a sign, guns are carried by members of our faculty. That might stop some of this. They will admit, yeah, there are more guns in the nation than there are people. Well, if the guns were the issue, I think we would all know it by now. Coming up, dealing with Mondani and what he's trying to do to New York City, destroy it. Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free, quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gotta shoot your eye down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Pragmatically, I and others who invest in real estate have tried to get a meeting to figure out what's rhetoric and what's policy. So far for me, it's been crickets. I think it's a mistake on his part. I'm a rational person. I'm only interested in one thing, and I think he has to address this. I get it, what he's doing on the rhetoric, everything for free and rents don't go up. What happens on new builds? We need to build a new building. So let's say we need 20% more affordable housing. Love to invest in that. So we go to the debt and we go to the equity markets to do that. So my simple question to him is, look, I understand what you're trying to do and you got to get elected, but tell me how you're going to do this. I got to put $50 million into a building to build it, just to get it going. And the market's going to want probably somewhere between an 8 and 11% return on the construction financing. And then when I stabilize it, they'll be happy with 7, 8% return. You're telling me I have to have frozen rent rates, even going into 3% inflation. How am I going to be able to raise any money for a new build? Not just me, anybody. How can anybody, including you, by the way, you, Mr. Free for Everything guy, how are you going to get that money out of the market when the return is negative?
That's as clear as you can make it. From Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank and O'Leary Investment Funds. Question directly to Mondani, who wants to make everything free and put on rent freezes. How are you going to get anybody to build in New York City moving forward when they don't really understand what you're going to do to them once they start the process? And how are you going to penalize them along the way? There will be more defections from New York City. And it will be mostly those who can certainly make a living elsewhere and have money, and they're willing to take it and leave. Those left behind are the ones that are going to become victims of this new leadership under Mondani, if it happens. I say if, but it is almost an 80% certainty right now that he will be the next mayor of New York City. A socialist, Marxist, communist would end up leading New York City. This is a guy that did not grow up in the ghetto. His family is in Uganda. They have a palatial estate. He and his fiance went there weeks ago to get married. They're surrounded by armed National Guards. It's a fortress in Uganda. And he comes back and he faces the cameras again and flashes that smile like, I love you. I know you love me. No, we don't. We don't love your ideas, that's for sure. And it's guys like that, surrounded by their own bodyguards, that don't really worry about what protection you have. And they're more than willing to invest in something that will give them an immediate return, even if it amounts to, quote, a kickback. But O'Leary said, how is the investment community supposed to come forward and continue to invest in New York if you're not answering questions? You're not giving us solid information. We don't want to be at risk any more than what we are. He has no answers because he doesn't think you deserve them. I don't need to give you an answer. Just believe in me Right, yeah. But Mamdani continues to get more and more support in New York. And among those he's fighting is former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo suddenly looks to be like a very good Democrat. Left of right, obviously. But he's not left of left as Mamdani. And Cuomo is the one speaking intelligently, saying, we can't have this guy come in and take over our city with all of his plans, freezing rent, adding regulations, buying up and taking over apartment complexes and turning them into communes. Even Andrew Cuomo isn't that stupid. And he knows you need big money to get anything done. Mamdani is doing everything he can to chase the money and the people around it out of New York. Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job of it. Some might go south. You got great states to the south that have no income tax, no personal property tax. And one state might be a gathering spot because Nashville, Tennessee, Nashville has been really booming and growing. So you don't have to go all the way to Florida. You can find a stop in Tennessee. And in Tennessee, by the way, you're going to learn about a new supercomputer, a supercomputer that Elon Musk has put together. But before you get excited about it, there are already concerns about how his supercomputer could be destructive for the state of Tennessee, or at least its citizens.
In Memphis, Elon Musk is making a play to control the future of artificial intelligence. His company, xAI, says it has built the biggest supercomputer in the world with lightning speed. Paul Young is the city's mayor.
It represents a tremendous opportunity, an opportunity for us to take our economy to the next level.
xAI says it will create $100 million in revenue and hundreds of jobs. But the digital future needs power, lots of it. These are the gas turbines fueling the supercomputer they call Colossus. They emit hazardous pollutants like formaldehyde and nitrogen oxides, according to the manufacturer.
Just over this fence, you can see and hear the turbines churning 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Without them, the data center does not function.
So it's going to be a supercomputer, but listening to the emissions, immediately some folks are going to raise an alarm, and they have. And you heard from the mayor, Paul Young of Memphis, saying, I said Nashville earlier, but Memphis, saying it's going to be a good thing. Well, he was one of those on the inside circle being informed of what was taking place, according to NPR that was doing an investigative piece. Now, NPR might just be going after it simply because they can, and it involves Musk and linkage to Trump in one way or the other. But there's some legitimate issues being raised. They had a June press conference. Again, this is according to NPR. A reporter asked, where exactly is the supercomputer going to be located? Well, one of the responses was, due to global security concerns, we're not at liberty to identify the location. I have a big question. What does that mean? He went on to say this is a multi-billion dollar investment in Memphis. And the number of jobs generated and investment specifics still being calculated by xAI. A spokesman for the Memphis Chamber of Commerce declined to answer any questions from NPR. It has since been announced that xAI took over a former manufacturing facility run by the company Electrolux. The local utility says XAI would generate 300 jobs, although it's unclear whether those will be temporary or permanent. Currently, the company has 37 job listings. The majority are based in California. Data centers are highly automated. They obviously have few employees. For instance, NPR points out Microsoft employs about 50 workers at each of their facilities. The mayor of Memphis told NPR, XAI, quote, has chosen to go the no-incentive route, which means they will pay the full amount in property taxes. And he says this is an endorsement to a get-it-done attitude in Memphis. Exxon, or rather Elon, and his team dream big. We love that. But this emission issue is going to raise more and more concerns, and maybe legitimate concerns. We already know that members of the Chamber of Commerce of Memphis still don't understand how all this suddenly came to be, because they were not in the loop. They got closed out. 1 mile from XAI, across the stretch of the Mississippi floodplain, is one of Memphis's oldest neighborhoods, Boxtown. If you're familiar with Memphis, you might be aware of that. It was the community started following the Civil War, started by formerly enslaved people. They built homes from leftover boxcars. Boxtown still houses the oldest church in Memphis. But today it's a neighborhood, tight-knit community. Brick, wood-paneled homes, tidy yards. Some have American flags. So it's changed. But they're worried about this computer device this close to us. The cancer rate in South Memphis is already 4 times higher than the national average. Life expectancy, according to a 2020 University of Memphis study, shows life expectancy 10 years lower than in other parts of the city. South Memphis has a elevated asthma rate. The American Lung Association already giving it a failing grade for air quality. So with this new XI that's coming up, there are going to be concerns about all kinds of emissions. The factory will be sitting on 200 acres of land, possibility to add 580 more. The main building will be about the size of 13 football fields. And they will have these turbines, as you were hearing them report, that will be constantly going. And they're estimating 130 tons of harmful nitrogen oxides each year, making a new and major pollutant in the Memphis area. XAI does not have air permits for these turbines at this point. They're working on them. And are they going to be able to get it because it's got Musk's name tied to it? I want to go back briefly as we close to the shooting in Minneapolis. And I want to talk it on the basis of the news coverage that was coming out. I'm looking at a piece written in Breitbart, and I've checked it out, and they're right on target with it. No pun intended. ABC News and CNN downplaying the alleged shooter's hatred of Donald Trump and Catholics. A senior Trump official confirmed to Breitbart News that the now-deleted YouTube page belonging to the gunman, showed him his manifesto and all of his weapons, and one of the magazines written on it, "Kill Donald Trump." Another, "Where is your God?" Another, "Israel must fall." And there are several other pieces of the manifesto. What we also have is that the leftists do not want to get into the statements that he is transgender or was. They don't want to go down that because they'd rather focus on the gun, and they're doing that quickly. As I said earlier, Senator Klobuchar said, we need tighter gun control laws. They have extensive gun laws in Minnesota, including a red flag law. But the mayor again says, we need gun control. Every law they got in effect did not stop this guy from getting guns, and no one exercised a flag, red flag law to say, I don't think this guy's stable. He's on puberty blockers and everything else. I'm not sure that guy should have access to guns. Just raise the question. Let police investigate. I'm not in favor of red flag laws if they are abused, but used properly, they can save lives. They can. So what have you learned this hour? What more do you know now that you didn't know when we began? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.